How's everybody feeling?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's my job just to make it difficult for the offense in general, you know, and in turn, like, I'd like to say we're going to make it hard on both those guys, you know, and in that, you know, there will be a clear winner. And but ultimately, I got my primary focus is obviously with the defense and making everybody on that offensive side of the ball very uncomfortable on a daily basis.
Jeff Ulbrich, defensive coordinator, talking about how his defense will help determine for Tommy Rees who the starting quarterback is going to be, because it's his defense's job to make both of them uncomfortable, which means, and welcome back to Dukes and Bell on this Friday Memorial Day weekend holiday. John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios, and Mike and Carl will be back on Tuesday, which means that, look, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be going to training camp in soon, you know, in the next 7 weeks or so. And as they get to camp and then we're looking at preseason, we're going to have something that I don't think the Falcons, when was the last time we actually had this? I'd have to go way back to figure out when we went into a season where the Falcons had a true quarterback competition going on. Now, in the NFL, they'll say if you've got two quarterbacks, you've got none. There is some truth to that. I understand what the old saying means, but the Falcons legitimately have a quarterback competition going on. All right, so I've been doing my own little survey here of some of the other people at the station, and I'm going to do my little survey with Oren and Day-Day right now. Gentlemen, little survey question, are you ready?
Let's go.
Sure.
Okay. Oren, you can go first here. It's opening day, Pittsburgh. You're up against Aaron Rodgers. Falcons get the ball, first down and 10 on their own 25 after Pittsburgh kicks it off out of the end zone to begin the game. Who is coming out off that sideline to take the first snap at quarterback?
Tua.
Day-Day?
Oh. That's so tough.
Forgive
I'm going to say
Tua.
For
being
Tua.
So certain right there, too. It was more.
No, yeah. I'm going to say Tua again because we haven't really heard much.
This is the first snap you said, though, John, right?
Yeah, first snap. Yeah. I'll go Tua.
Yeah, I'm the only one that says panics, but I understand why everybody would pick Tua, okay? And the reason I say panics is because based on the video that I've seen from the pictures and everything from
that social media stuff they're putting out, John.
Let me finish my point. Hang on. But based on what I've seen, you know, with Michael Penix and his ability to move around at this point, given another couple of months here to get into training camp, I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be healthy enough to start the season. And when they get into the preseason, we're going to have something that we haven't had in a long time. We'll get to that in just a second. But since Michael Penix is per, you know, this team and per the owner, you know, because Arthur Blank came out and said, Michael Penix is our franchise quarterback, I think they're going to be inclined to at least give him an opportunity to earn that, all things being equal, in the preseason. Now, it may not be equal. We'll see how it all kind of plays out. It becomes obvious that Penix isn't 100% healthy, or it just becomes obvious that Tua, being a more veteran quarterback, has picked up the offense faster. Then, yes, all of those things will play into part. But isn't it interesting here? And I'm just saying Penix only because I think the Falcons really need to find out, because we know that Tua is not the future, that if there is a future, it's Penix. I'm not saying that either are the future. I'm just saying if there is one, it's Penix. Isn't it interesting, gentlemen, that we do have a legitimate quarterback battle going on? Can you remember, like, because maybe a Falcons fan can help me, the last time we had a legitimate quarterback battle going on? How far back do we have to go? Chris Miller against Bobby Hebert? Do we got to go that far?
That wasn't a battle, though, John, because Jeff George was here at that point, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm just trying to remember. I'm just trying to remember the last time we had anything that amounted to
Vic versus Chris Chandler?
Yeah, but didn't we all kind of know where that was heading?
Eventually, but it wasn't an immediate thing either, so.
Yeah. I mean,
Maybe the Joey Harrington, Byron Leftwich year?
Okay, yes. I think that was just a, oh my God, don't kill us out there year. Well, you know, I mean,
legitimately one of those guys had to start, so they had to prove it, right?
I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about DoorDash Dez and Noodle Arm Quitter, but Noodle Arm Quitter was at least a veteran, so that wasn't really much of a competition.
No, it wasn't a competition. It was the same. It brought him in the same reason they brought in Taylor Heinicke, is
right.
A guy who, you know, I mean, on surface, it might look like a competition, but Dez can beat this guy out. We brought this guy because Dez can't beat him out. So,
yeah. So I don't know who's going to win it. But one thing is, well, a couple of things that really kind of shade this. One is, remember who the head coach is. It's Kevin Stefanski. Here's a guy who took two different quarterbacks in Cleveland and won 11 games with two different starting quarterbacks in two different seasons and was named AFC Coach of the Year. Everybody wants to forget that part because they don't want to, you know, focus on the end where he was saddled with five quarterbacks going into camp last year. And I still believe, though he won't talk about it, that Jimmy Haslam forced Shedeur Sanders onto the roster through the draft and then forced Shedeur Sanders onto the field. That Kevin Stefanski didn't have a whole lot of control over that. So, I don't think that that's what's going to happen here. I don't think that Mr. Blank and I don't think that that Matt Ryan is going to force Kevin Stefanski into starting Michael Penix, based on anything more than what Kevin Stefanski thinks is going to give him the best chance to win. So I don't think there's going to be any, on high, hey, listen, you got to play this guy because our fans want it or things of that nature. So it's going to be a legitimate quarterback battle, which means that in those three preseason games, one of which, interestingly enough, is against the Miami Dolphins, gentlemen, don't you get a sense that we're going to see something that I don't know that we've seen in a long, long, long time here, which is we're going to see the Atlanta Falcons play their starting two quarterbacks a lot in the preseason. To get up to speed with the new offense and to determine who's going to be the starter.
No.
I think I disagree. I'd say yes. I'd say you have to. You have to. You're a brand new coach. You don't know what these guys have realistically.
Realistically or not, this is why I think Tua was going to be the guy to start. Because I don't know if you want to put your quarterback who is fresh off knee surgery, no matter where he is in the preseason, I don't know if you want to put him back there taking – live, super live reps in a preseason game. Now, you need that, I guess, to kind of figure out where he is, but at the same time, like...
Well, then that means, to your point, yeah, that means you're naming then Tua as a starter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Tua as a starter, because I don't think Penix gets full preseason reps in preseason games.
Yeah, I don't know
if he does, like, the joint practices they do. I'm not even sure... That might be the most live thing you see him do is joint practices.
Which, of course, last year. Right, I mean, and that may be the case. And if that's the case, then Tua's the starter. I'm making a presumption here, Oren, that what I've seen here, that in another couple of months, that Penix is going to be given the green light and go. And if he's given the green light to go, we're on here. I mean, they've got to determine who you got to figure this out. And it can't just be in, combined practices. It can't just be in, even though Jeff Ulbrich, that's why we played that soundbite, is saying that his defense is going to have to bring it, even though obviously the quarterbacks in practice are going to be wearing green jerseys. They're going to heat them up. They're going to light them up if they can, because they've got to see who can handle the new, well, being under center, which is going to be part of it because of play action, because of Bijan, handle the new offense, handle the, intensity of the defense. I have a sense that camp and combined practices and preseason under a Kevin Stefanski regime, given the questions that they have to answer prior to the opening game, are going to be more intense than they were under Raheem Morris, more intense maybe than they were under Arthur Smith, maybe even more intense than they were under Dan Quinn, because this team has got to figure out where it's at. And so I think that this could be a really fun and interesting training camp for the Atlanta Falcons because of that. And I understand your point, Oren, because I think it's a fair point. I'll concede the point that if Penix is not ready to go, then it's to his job, and Penix has to play his way into any kind of an opening during the season to try to get it. And look, if Tua goes out there in the opening game and wins it and suddenly reclaims all of his former glory and he takes the Falcons to 12 wins, I'm good with Michael Penix never seeing the field, okay? I'm not saying that I'm pro-Penix or anti-Penix. I'm just saying that I want to see the Falcons – put the better of the two out there, and I know that some fans think automatically that Tua is the better of the two. My question always remains now, because they still want to know, is in fact Michael Penix a franchise quarterback who was not coached up from a position standpoint properly, was not schemed up properly, and now we're going to actually give him a chance to grow and blossom as a quarterback in the NFL. So It's going to be a fascinating camp because everybody, this goes to that, what I was just talking about, guys. Everybody says, oh, the Falcons are a 5-win team because their quarterback room's a mess. Yeah, it may be at the moment. But what if it turns out that both of these guys are capable of being starting quarterbacks at a pretty high level, at an above average level in the NFL? Okay. Then you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. No, you got two quarterbacks and you got two. It could actually turn out to be a benefit.
I agree with that 100%.
What's on Day Day's mind? Well, we'll find out next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.